For more on the markets, want to bring in our Yahoo Finance's Inez Ferre with three big tickers that are influencing some of the moves today. First, JD.com slumping today on a move by China-based social media company Tencent, Inez.
That's right. Tencent saying that it is going to cut its stake in JD.com and it will be giving its shares to shareholders, so as a dividend. So this comes amid a regulatory crackdown by Chinese government in all the all companies that have to do with tech and also other industries as well. And analysts are saying, look, this is a sort of a form of stripping away some of the power and some of the partnerships, weakening those partnerships. So Tencent had a 17% stake in JD.com. It'll now have a 2.3% stake in the company. Also, Tencent's executive director and president, he will be stepping down from JD.com's board immediately. And you have to wonder if this is going to continue with other companies, if Tencent will be doing this with some of the other companies that it has stakes in, like, for example, Spotify, like, for example, DD Global and Pinduoduo, given the regulatory environment that these companies are facing now in China.
And Inez, another trending ticker here is Crocs, and they're having their worst day since March of 2020. That was the depths of the pandemic sell-off. And this is about a dude. They're buying a company called HeyDude for $2.5 billion, going to borrow about $2 billion, another $450 million in cash. It's expensive. What are the details?
Yeah, that's right. And the stock is down about 13% for Crocs. And HeyDude is a casual footwear company. So $2.5 billion, as you mentioned, we're seeing quite a slide in Crocs' share price. And Piper Sandler put out a note saying that the slide that you're seeing is probably an opportunity to buy because he's saying, look, the sell-off is mispriced. The concern is because investors are unfamiliar with the HeyDude brand. And I checked out their website to look at some of these, some of this footwear. It's footwear that sells for about $60 a pair, and it's casual. And so this kind of goes with the whole theme of that we've seen during the pandemic, whereby people are now going more casual, or they're at home. People aren't looking necessarily at their feet that so much. So it goes with that trend that we've been seeing. Now, year to date, Crocs is up still 91%, as you can see here. And we had spoken a while back to Sam Poser, over an analyst over at Williams Trading, and he had said, look, Crocs is on a phenomenal run. I mean, they keep supply below demand. They're innovating exceptionally well. They're always coming out with newness. They've got the Justin Bieber campaign. They did the Kentucky Fried Chicken Crocs as well. So it's a company that's constantly inventing and coming out with new stuff. And so this kind of goes in line, this acquisition goes in line with what the trend that they're going for, this casual trend, and also at the same time coming up with new products all the time.
And as I have no idea what you're talking about, I don't have any casual shoes on as we speak right now. Anyway, let's switch things over to Nikola, which is trading higher after tweeting images of its first EV delivery.
Yes. So this EV delivery actually happened on December 17th, last Friday. And when that happened, the stock had actually gone up quite a bit. So this tweet shows the images of that delivery. And with the tweet, the company said, our first customer delivery done and more to come. Now, the customer is Total Transportation Services. And the result of why you're seeing the stock up right now is because you're looking at those images of the trucks being delivered. These are electric battery vehicles, two electric battery trucks for long haul trips. And the customer is starting with a delivery of four trucks, two of them being electric battery. The other two will be hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, but those are still being worked on. But the fact that the company is saying more to come, this is quite a big milestone for Nikola, given all that has happened with this company over the last year and a half. Just this week alone, the company settled an SEC case settling for $125 million over statements that Trevor Milton, the founder of the company, had made. Milton has since stepped down as chairman of the company after that Hindenburg short seller report came out last fall. So a lot in the crosshairs for Nikola over the last year and a half, a lot that it has had to overcome since all of what happened with Trevor Milton at the company and claims that Milton had been misleading investors.